Good morning, Nielsen of FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Lisa Browning, the Executive Director of the National Floor Covering Alliance, the NFA. Lisa, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
I've caught you down in Sarasota. That's where you live. I know you're really busy right now because in less than 2 weeks, your group, the NFA, is going to hold one of the first industry meetings, I might add, since the beginning of March. You're going to have a meeting in Savannah, Georgia, right?
That's correct.
Lisa, a little bit about your background. You've been doing this as executive director for the NFA for 13 years. Prior to that, you were with Abbey Carpet for 9 years in merchandising. And then you were with CCA Global for 2 years. And you had 5 years with Color Tile. So if I add that up, that's 31 years that you've had a management role with one of the groups in the flooring business. That's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
I thought we'd do an interview because you have bent over backwards to make sure everybody is safe. And I'd like to tell our listeners the protocols you've put into place. This meeting is going to take place from September 22nd to the 25th in Savannah. Why don't you take us through the things that you've put into place to make sure everybody's safe?
It has been a little bit of a challenge, but we want to make sure that everyone is comfortable and we follow all the CDC guidelines of keeping the social distancing and keeping everyone as safe as possible. Mm-hmm. When all the members and the vendors, attendees check in, we'll be providing hand sanitizer, masks, and plexiglass face shields.
That's in the little bag that you get when you check in. Yeah.
Yes, okay. That's right. Uh-huh. Once they check in, everyone will have their temperature taken, mm-hmm. and as long as their temperature is 100.3 or less, they'll be given a colored sticker that'll be applied to their name badge holder. Uh-huh. This sticker lets everyone know that their temperature is well within the CDC guidelines, and they're able to attend all events, meetings, meals, activities. Uh-huh. Each morning, everyone's temperature will be taken prior to entering breakfast or entering the meeting space. A different colored sticker will be applied each day. If someone tries to enter and they don't have the proper colored sticker, then they'll be asked to go back to one of the temperature stations and have their temperature taken. Okay. So we're doing that as far as everyone checking in, making sure everyone's temperature is within the guidelines. Mm-hmm. Most of the meals will be outdoors.
Yeah.
Most of the meals will be buffets, but the buffets, there will be plexiglass between the attendee and the food. Mm-hmm. And the hotel catering staff will be dipping all food, and you will pick your plate up at the end of the buffet line.
Okay.
So there'll be no handing the plates back and forth.
So there's, they're long tables, but you're basically just pointing to what you want, and they put it on the plate, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Once you have your plate, the tables will be set up. Typically, they're set for 10 to 12 people. These tables will be set for 6 people, uh-huh. so we pretty much doubled the number of tables and doubled the size of the space, even though it's outdoors.
Yeah.
For everyone to be able to eat and feel comfortable.
Yeah.
As far as the meeting room space, the ballroom size has been doubled. Vendors typically have 6-foot tables that they present from. They will now have 12-foot tables.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, there's 6 feet from table to table. There will be 8 to 12 feet between each table.
Mm-hmm. Now, who's the sergeant of arms if somebody gets too close to somebody?
We're probably going to have several that are going to be designated. We're going to have several of our members that have volunteered to take temperatures. We have 5 temperature guns that have all been calibrated. If someone comes with a temperature that's more than 100.3, we have oral disposable thermometers.
Yeah.
So we'll double check it. You need to make sure everyone is within guidelines in case one of the guns is not calibrated correctly.
Okay.
But we have, like I say, 5 people that have volunteered to stand at the doors, the entrance to the meals, and help us out with that.
Yeah. So some other really interesting news to share with our listeners is that, there's 43 member companies that are part of the NFA. And out of that, obviously the Canadian people can't come, and a few other people who have health risks can't come. But you've got pretty good participation. 33 are going to be represented, so only 10 are missing, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And then on the vendor side, you have 23 who normally come to the speed dating part, that actually sponsor a table. And
right.
And out of the 23, 20 are going to do it, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we're excited about the attendance. As of yesterday, I think we had 156 people registered to attend.
Yeah. And that it's normally a little over 200, isn't it?
Yes.
And still doing the activity day, right?
We are. The majority of the activities are outside, whether it's golf, fishing, the walking tour, the harbor tour. Yeah. But they've limited the number of people on the boats for fishing.
Yeah.
So we feel pretty comfortable with all the guidelines that the destination management company has in place.
Now, these plastic shields, the plexiglass shields, did somebody take a branding opportunity there, or is that just going to be generic?
They did not. It's generic.
Okay.
Basically, these are the type of shields that you put them on like a pair of glasses, and if you wear glasses, they actually sit on top of your glasses.
All right.
So they're a lot easier to talk through when you're face-to-face than having the mask.
Yeah, we should have talked. You know, Jay Coppelson's company, Mannington, got in the business of making those shields. I was talking to Keith Campbell about that a few months ago. Anyway, great to hear the update. What's the name of the property?
It's the West End Savannah Harbor Resort.
Uh-huh. So it's across the water from downtown, right?
Yes.
Okay, Lisa, we'll see you in less than 2 weeks. Again, been talking to Lisa Browning, the executive director of the NFA, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLady.net.